Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon out there. It is Chilly Tuesday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. I hope you had a great day out there. You know, we have a lot of things going on. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through training, workshop, leadership. And we work in 5 different areas out there. CUC. Keep that in mind. Watch out. They're getting ready to do a lot of things. They're going to bring some information to you. You know, I want to tell you this. I was listening, and LAUSD, you know, they're setting up initiatives, you know, about these books and about this gender curriculum. It is so much craziness going out here. Why can't we just all diversify and tell that history and let the children know and teach, teach, teach? You know, we believe over here, each one teaches one. And we're going to speak today about father and son relations. You know, we talked about the mothers. And Stephanie is going to come on with us this evening and talk about the father and son relations, because, you know, I want to share this with you. And mothers and fathers all push this information through. And we have to keep in mind our lives are our own. It is not for someone else to dictate to us how we should live them. All that awaits those who allow themselves to be continually swayed by what other people say or do is unhappiness. We simply need to have the self-belief to be able to say, this is right. This is the path I will follow. I am content. Happiness is born from such inner fortitude. Moreover, those who earnestly devote themselves to the proper faith philosophy cannot fail to realize lives of total fulfillment. See, that's what mamas and daddies do. That's what mothers tell the daughters and train the daughters. And that's what fathers do with their sons. So until Ms. Haynes come on and join us, we just going to get started here. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome in to Tele Tuesday. Thank you. I wanted to play a little bit of that because we're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb, come on. And the topic tonight is father and son relations. You know, she knows how to break this down. So get your pads and your pencils, your hot tea of your beverage of your choice, and get ready for some education here. Stephanie Haynes, welcome in. Welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and yourself? And thanks for having me tonight.
Oh, yes, Stephanie, you know when we can get you. I know it's busy, busy season out there. We missed you last week, but we carried it on in. We're glad to have you this evening and always, always open to you. So I'm going to sit back over here and just let you get us busy. I got my pen and pencils ready over here because I know this is going to be very educational and informative. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you have it. Welcome, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb.
All right, so good evening, listeners. So tonight we're going to talk about the life cycle of the father-son relationship. You know, according to Dr. Charles William, PhD, you know, he talks about, you know, how most sons like to be like their father. All right. So have you ever noticed children want to be just like their parents when they are young? Nothing like their parents when they are teens, and then become just like their parents, for better or worse, when they become adults. This cannot be more evident than in the relationship between the father and the son. Now, from the evolution of childhood through older adults, predictable stages occur in the way sons view and relate to their father. Now, the acronym that we use today to talk about, it captures the involvement stage with the idea. Now, the I stands for, as a child, which is the son, he idolizes their dad and think they can do anything. This identification is most often demonstrated by a son's imitations of his father behavior by walking like him, talking like him, or wearing his clothes or shoes. At this age, a son wants so much to please his father and receive his approval and acceptance. Now, as a teen, sons experience a period of discord, that's the D, in which conflict is the central theme they share. They often reject the expectations, the values, and directions their father have, embrace and take on more non-traditional philosophies. Now, placing them regularly at odds with each other, the teen may resent or even fear his father depending on his intensity of their differences, times carrying over into the son's early 20s. Now, as young adults, the father-son relationship enters into a period of involving. Distance may still exist emotionally, and they may even ignore each other. The conscious attempt to be different than one's father. So characteristics is the discord stage begin to appear more like competition. Now, competition, which another can be viewed as one of the most indirect but highest forms of flattery that existed. Now, Mark Twain once said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. As an adult in their 30s and 40s, sons begin to move into the stage of accepting towards their father. They have begun to forgive, recognize, strength, and even admire the qualities that once seemed so out of step with their previous know-it-all manner of thinking. They begin to accept each other's differences. Father and sons often become friends during this time, share common interests, and express opinions without heated exchange. The son may even experience challenges as a father with his own son. Now, Charles Wadsworth once said, by the time a man realized that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he is wrong. Now, in their 50s, other adult sons become a legend. Influences for better or worse, time-tempered painful memories, and in their place often remain admiration and respect for the difficult job being a father must have been. The other adult sons who have not yet resolved those issues with their elderly or deceased father, however, typically see them replay with their teenager or young adult son. Now, if elderly fathers are still living, erratic play reversal occur with older adult sons beginning to take care of their aging father. Now, perhaps the best revenge is to live long enough to be a problem to your children. Life gives us numerous opportunities in key relationships to learn from our experiences, work out our differences, and pass on those legacies that are trustworthy living. Truly worth living. Now, two successful paths through these ages of idolizing discord involving accepting and becoming a legend is an ideal goal for every father and son. Any questions? That's for Linda.
Nope, I'm listening and writing over here. It's very interesting how you're breaking that down through levels and how it evolves at the different ages and then returns back. Nope, just keep going, keep going.
Okay. So now we're going to go into another section. We're going to talk about five ways, you know, because we're coming up, you know, Father Day is coming up, and sometimes it's hard for it, especially to our men, especially if they have not been raised by their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this June becomes very painful for them.
Mm.
So we want to, you know, make sure that we have any listeners out there that are, you know, doesn't have a father or had a father and wasn't able to bond with their father while he was alive. Then what we're going to talk about now is, you know, what kind of relationship do a father and a son have, you know, and you know, usually a father is the best friend and an advisor of the son. However, there is no bond of any affinity or relationship between the two. Now, it seems that the two are not on speaking terms, even while living under the same roof. That's become very hard.
Mm.
The father feels helpless that he can't share with his son's love. You know, and I think, you know, because men, they look up to their dad. They look to learn how to, you know, men was taught to hunter and gather, you know, the food. They go and provide for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And if young boys don't see that at early age, when they get older and get in a relationship, they don't know how to engage in that type of relationship with their mate. You know? So now we're going to talk about what is special son relationship. Now, a strong, loving father-son relationship allow a son to know the importance of a proper treatment of others, respect, honesty, humility, and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a teacher, involve the father, use everyday example to help the children learn the basic lesson of life. And that's very important. If our young boys don't get this.
Okay.
You know, the first 5 years of the boy's life is very important. It's very important. So we're going to go in. So what is special about the father and son relationship? Now, do you know the importance of an adult male showing up in a positive way for an adolescent male that's not at all unique to our species? That there is something special about the father and son relationship. This might seem obvious because when sons are little to admire their dad, whether they're human or elephant, they mimic their father mannerisms, take interest in their father's interests, and prefer his presence during playtime. But when kids hit puberty, they begin to differentiate from their parents and from their own identity. Having a healthy, connected relationship with your child as they grow means giving up your position as the influence and accepting the role as the one being influenced. This transition can be difficult for some dads to adjust to, particularly for men who struggle with their own father-son issue complexes or trauma. Now, developing a strong father relationship requires commitment. So how does a father support and stay connected to his son as he transforms into a young man, starting with a strong relation, no foundation, is the key. Now we're going to talk about 10 steps for being an involved and responsible father during the son's development years can help fortify the son's connection. Adopt from the National Fatherhood Initiative. Now, these expert tips are applicable for fathers or sons and daughters. You might need a little help adjusting to potentially new behavior because they're going to take some new behavior to make those changes. And try to incorporate and committing to these practice with deep intentionality and self-awareness. All right, so I hope you guys got your pens and pencils out because now it's time to write if you have not started. All right? So, number one, respect your children's mother. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, the best gift you can give your children is a strong relationship between you and your spouse. If you're no longer married, you still are responsible for providing a secure environment for your kiddos. When they see you and your mom and their mom respecting one another, they are more likely to feel that they are also accepted and respected. Mm-hmm. If communication between you and your children's mother is strange, consider couple or family counseling to develop stronger listening and collaboration skills. Number two, spend time with your children. They're paying attention to what you value. If you spend time with your children, they will feel valued by you. If you're unavailable and try to make up for it with gifts or words, further reading or listening, divine into the Gary Chapman. And we talked about the research on love language. And once you know your partner's love language, then you know how to treat her or him. Now, the most that you can spend on any child is time. You know, these days and times, you know, parents is buying all these electronics and everything to babysit their kids, opposed to educating them. You know, I look at a new generation of, you know, kids are coming up now, and their social skills are lost because they spend time in front of the computer or on their iPads or on their phones.
Right.
You know, so, and that's time where, you know, you can break that up and say, Dad, you know, go do some sports with the son. You know, go on hiking trips, you know, go swimming, go play ball, do something. You know, because if you have your son idolized on those computers and tablets and phones, you can lose them.
Mm-hmm. I'm
all right, number three, earn the right. Say it again now.
No, I agree with you. No, I'm over here writing and agreeing. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so number three, earn the right to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Earn the right to be heard. Many dads provide attention to their children when they're misbehaving. Negativity bias is the tendency to focus only on the things that are going wrong or need to be fixed. Catch them being good so that you can do, so you don't succumb to the bias. Start talking to your kids about difficult subjects while they are still young so that the conversation will be easier when they get older. Discipline with love. Fathers who discipline their children in a calm, and fair manner shows love for their children. Limits and boundaries and discipline, they learn their way in a world full of consequences and reward.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, be a role model. Now, being a role model, you are a role model for your son and your daughter.
That's right.
You know, and that's very important because when your daughter looking at you, you know, the daughter is, the male is the first male figure that your daughter learns how to be treated.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's very important how you as a father really treat their mother, because now she knows how a man supposed to treat her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have something to say?
No, I'm listening. I'm in agreement with you. I'm just going down, you know, as you're speaking, as you move into number five, because, and it's so true, because I have an actual facts on that. And as you were speaking of, you know, the love language, earn the right to be heard. See, my brother-in-law, it's three generations of them, and they follow suit behind each other. And it just brings a smile to your face when you see that son just like his dad, and then his son just like him, and then his son just like him. It works, okay? It works. You get them out there, you know, a good example working. My first nephew, he built his home at 19. Do you understand me? Built a home for his family at 19. But as you look at all the generations that moved from that dad, and from his dad too, but he's still living, but looking at those three generations, they all own mansions for their family. It follows suit. You're absolutely correct. But if you put it out, and the wives are exactly as my sister. Do you understand? Boys look for, they follow their dad, they mimic their dad, but they get wives like their mom. So it's very important that what you're saying, you know, treat her right, have a respect. They go with the look for you. You're right. I'm seeing it in action. And I'm just smiling over here. I'm saying, okay, I understand. But this one is like his dad. This one is like his dad. And this one is like his dad. And they don't play around, okay? They're providers. They're doers. My nephew, he played for Texas Tech, and he didn't like his coach. And he told his dad he was going to come home and leave school. So his father said, okay, quiet and soft. You know, just like you say, you can't leave. I can't tell you to stay there if you don't want to be there. But when you get here, you make sure you pack up all your stuff and go find your own place. But he finished his college career after he heard that, okay? But it was funny. But he didn't rat and rave with him. He didn't, you know, hey, I can't tell you to stay there if you don't want to be there. But when you, if you leave there, and when you come here, okay, otherwise you're not going to be hanging out over here, right? And they were all told, because we're Texans, okay, you either go to school or you'll end up in the pen. And if you're around and near me, you're going to go to school, and everybody down there is scholars, okay? Everybody. So, it stems from the head, from the mother with the daughter and the father with the son, and also the father with the daughter, because you're absolutely right. They're watching. They're watching. So I was jotting down as you said, and then I was writing my notes, so I wanted to put that input there because I've seen that, and that's actual proof for me. Actual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Worked.
All right. So now a daughter who grows up with a loving father knows that she deserves to be treated with respect, how to set appropriate boundaries, and what to look for in her adult relationship. Now, a strong, loving father-son relationship allow a son to know the importance of proper treatment of others, respect, honesty, humility, and responsibility. Number six, be a teacher.
Yes.
Be a teacher and buy fathers everyday example to help their child learn basic lesson life skills, which is important. Teaching your children about right and wrong, and encourage them to do their best, will help shape your kids to make good choices. Teach each child how to take risks. Help them realize their potential and be playful. Parents-child physical play is mischievously important mean, massively important in the children's socialization process, and rough and tumble play can help teach kids how to self-regulate aggression.
Mm.
Number 7, eat together as a family.
Yes, that's very important.
Family meal provides, very important. Family meal provides structure to a busy day and can allow your kids to connect with you and other family members in a meaningful way, providing technology isn't getting in the way. Family mm-hmm. needs to connect, communicate to thrive. Spending time together every day at family meals can be an opportunity for the father to listen, to check in, and to give advice. You know, I love how one of my daughters, what she does with her kids and when they sit down and have dinner, because they have all their meals together. And one of, at dinner time, you know, this is how they do their check-in. She asks them, tell me about your lows and your high of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the children get to go around the table and tell them about their lows and then tell them about their highs. Amazing how she's doing it with her kids, because they mm-hmm. give her and her husband an opportunity to check in with them and to see where their children are. So I thought that was very, you know, good that they did that.
That's true. Right. Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to go into number 8. Read to your children. In a world where, excuse me, in a world where dreams reigns supreme, dads have to make an extra effort to read to their kids. Read to your kids is never too early to begin.
Would you like to get some water?
Yes, I got some. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Okay. It's never too early to begin to teach your kids how to read. Now, if you don't love how, if you don't love to read, find a topic. Find a topic that interests both you and your children. Instilling a love of reading in your kids will help strengthen their competency in the world. Number 9, show affection. Very important.
Always, yes.
Children need to know they are wanted. They need to know they are wanted and loved by their family. Parents, especially fathers, need to feel comfortable and be willing to hug their children. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was coming up, you know, my father didn't do a lot of physical touch, because he didn't get that from his father.
That's true.
And, you know, so, and with that, it was, he wasn't quite sure, you know, how to be warm and affectionate
mm-hmm.
with his, you know, with his family. So when, and I think, you know, touch is very important, and meaning the right touch. We have to have the right touch. You know, that's very important, is having the right touch.
Yes.
Huh?
I'm listening, over here with the white touch. So we're, and I'm not trying to interrupt you, but you know, I do pay attention, you know, to your projects and stuff. And you said you would have to pull off. So how are you doing on time, or shall we stretch out, or what would you like for me to do? We're on number 9, or how do you? I know
yes,
that.
I do the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do number 10. Yeah, I'm going to do number 10.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me finish. Okay, so I'm on number 9. So on number 9 is realize that a father job is never done.
Never done. I love it. Yes. You're right.
Even after your kids grow up and leave the net, if you've done your job well, they will still look to you for wisdom and advice. Fathers still play an essential role in the lives of their children, as when they become an adult, as they build their own family. Dads create a legacy for the future generation. And I think that's so important and amazing from hearing about your brother-in-law, how he raised his family and his boys and the daughters, you know, and that's what it is. You know, each generation has to get better.
And they get better, and I'm so glad. Yeah, they get better, but it brings a smile to your face, because what that makes me remind him of is what a great job you've done, brother-in-law. Look at these, look at your children. They're all just a perfect example of what he put out there. And I will tell him several times. And they're so humble and modest, you know, but no, I see what I see, because you don't see this happening all the time. But I'm living it, I'm seeing it. And I see generation after generation after generation. Each one teach the other one. So they're not hurting. You've done a remarkable job. And I just, you know, when you were talking about it, so I wanted to share that. It's right. I see it in action. You might hear about it or like we're speaking about it, but I see it in action. And it goes generation to generation. Haven't a bad apple got up in there yet, okay? It keeps the river flowing. And, yeah, and it's a pleasure to see it and witness it, and I always commend each and every one of them, you know, down the line of it. You know, you give it where it's supposed to be, because I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it. They're not even aware. They're just following suit, okay? They're just doing what they know.
Right.
But they're cracking me up, because each generation outdoes the other generation. If this one got a 6-bedroom, the next one that purchased going to have a 7-bedroom. They funny as, but that's the way they operate. Yeah, but that's coming from that head, that mother and that father. And they and another thing that I admire about witnessing that, they don't get in their kids' business. They're like you. You don't get in your children's business either, and I've known you for years. You let them work it out and then tell you about it. I figure it out, and that's the way they operate. And, you know, and I'm understanding that your daughter sitting at the dinner table asking them how their day goes, she got that from you, because you will always inquire and know what's happening with persons that are in your environment. That's you, Stephanie. That's why you're here. I love you. I'm gonna be quiet because you don't go over that minute. You said you had to check out. I don't want to hold you. So you let me know when you're out, okay? We got some time, but I'm moving with you today.
Yes. So actually, it is that time. So listener, we'll do a recap on the father and son relationship. We're gonna finish up on next week. And,
okay.
You know, this will be the month of June, is this dealing with the father and son relationship. And,
okay.
You know, it's Father's Day, and then we're going to go into the father and daughter's relationship. The importance
that. Okay. Well, that's going to be interesting. So, listeners, you got it from Stephanie Hayes. giving you that breakdown, the five ways, the 10 things to do it, and I co-signed that everything that she spoke with you about is actually true, because I look at my family and I see the actual facts, and it does work, definitely works. So those out there who are having some problems, get it together, okay, especially with these fathers and sons and mothers and daughters too. Stephanie, we're not going to hold you. Please, off to your project. We love you. We want to thank you for coming on, and we'll pick this back up next week, and it's all for the month of June. Have a great evening, okay?
Thank you so kindly.
Thank you. Be safe out there. Love you.
Okay. All right.
Thing that's right,
mother,
yeah.
Your every breath that I take, your every step I make,
and I
want to share all my love.
Your eyes
they tell me how much
preaching on a good song. All you gotta do is just want it.
You've been laying back a long, long time. You've been hanging. Yeah.